like a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Thanks to the news team for handing over the controls. Great show as always. And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show now for the next little while. And a big weekend this week. We have the Record Store Day. Across the city there is live music playing in lots of record stores, including Vinyl Records, Red Cat Records, and Neptune Records, of course. And I'll be playing for you some of the acts that are playing around town a little bit later on. But first up, let's start with older music, as we usually do. And I wanted to play for you some tracks from an EP from Noise Addict, who were the original project of Ben Lee. When he was only 13, he formed this band. And very quickly, before he finished high school, one of their EPs was picked up by an agent and handed to Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth. And before they knew it, they were in New York, and then Ben Lee went on to all sorts of things, and he's still writing music out there. But it all began in a little band called Noise Addict. And this EP I found for 99 cents at Zulu Records last weekend, and it's an EP called Noise Addict versus Silverchair. So I'm going to play the EP for you, and there's actually a cool song on this called I Wish I Was Him, and it's all about Evan Dando of the Lemonheads, the little teenage Ben Lee being in awe of that man. So anyway, I think it's time to get into the music. My name's Matt. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So let's start with Noise Addict.
Let me surf for me free. stupid when I say it out loud. Like I'm just jealous of his silver cloud. He's crazy as hell.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we're back here on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And a bit of a rarity here, I guess. Well, I would not have played this if I had not found it at Zulu Records for 99 cents, actually, in their little kind of bargain basement section. It's Noise Addict with a very early EP called Noise Addict vs. Silverchair. And Noise Addict, of course, was the very first band from Ben Lee. They formed on Bondi Beach when they were just teenagers. So very, very early recordings. But this is the kind of stuff that caught the ear of Thurston Moore, and they were picked up and were hanging out with Sonic Youth in New York City not long after this. So the last song there was called Phone Remedy. You also heard, I believe, Baby Shoes and I Wish I Was Him. And that song, I Wish I Was Him, was written about Evan Dando of the Lemonheads, who, of course, was, you know, a very well-known and an attractive man in the music world, and Ben Lee was jealous. But really, I mean, very not too long after this, Ben Lee himself was married to a Hollywood star, so he's had a lot of good fortune, and he's still making music. He put out a concept album about ayahuasca just last year, which was interesting. We played a couple of tracks from it last year. So it'll be interesting to see where Ben Lee goes. He's still got a lot ahead of him, given that he started so young here with Noise Addict. So anyway, we might as well play the whole EP. This came out on Fellaheen Records. Let's get into the last two tracks. This is from the EP Noise Addict vs. Silverchair, which came out in, I think it was 1994.
So that you
stuff to say. She thinks I'm okay to make this evening worthwhile. Na 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 na.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt?
Welcome back. This is Strand of the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and that was the voice of Ben Lee there, going right back to the mid-90s with his very first band called Noise Addict. And the EP, I played you all the tracks from this EP, and it is called Noise Addict versus Silverchair. It came out in 1993. So, and I picked that up at Zulu Records for 99 cents. And I knew I had to play it on the show. Okay, so this weekend, there's a lot happening musically in Vancouver. It's Record Store Day. We're going to get to some acts playing at various record store events around the city soon. But firstly, tonight, there is a big show, the one-year anniversary of Astorino's, where the Safe Amplification Society kind of took over that space to do shows. So it's been 1 year since Sastorino's has started putting on shows here. We have lots of acts tonight playing. We have Dead Soft, Spring, Tim the Mute, Hot Noisy Mess, Underpass, Weird Candle, Yes Man Jr., and Malk. So let's play some of these acts. Let's start off with Dead Soft playing tonight at Sastorino's first anniversary bash.
Thank you.
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theater, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records. Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas. Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
And we're back on Stranded, and two of the acts playing tonight at Astorino's for the Safe Amplification Society 1 year anniversary since they've taken over and started doing shows down there. So first up, you heard the band Dead Soft, who are playing. And also, There Was Spring, and the first track off their Celebrations record. You also just heard there the promo for Destroyer. He's doing a rare homecoming show very soon, and I'm a big Destroyer fan. I haven't actually played anything from his new EP, the Spanish Songs EP, yet, so I wanted to play one from that. But first up, let's play an oldie. Let's play Hey Snow White from one of his older albums. Here we go. This is Destroyer.
You've got to learn. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pisaré tu dique de broma en la gominola. Bye bye, ladridos que silbar juntos y a tres más lejos un pasito de las caramosas. Bye bye. Observarás en lona de circo, estampa desnuda y no más. Cangrejo de color, huye en el solar de lirios llorones, harén de carmines, bye bye. En el telar es tu carnaval rival en la sombra, risueños de sombra, bye bye.
Welcome, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR 101.9 FM. You can catch us online at ausstrandedradio.com. And a couple of songs there from Destroyer, our legend from Vancouver, and he's playing a homecoming show in a couple of months' time at the Rickshaw. You heard there Bye Bye, which was from his Spanish Songs EP that just came out. It's a bit of a stopgap EP, some cover songs that he loves from his native Spain, or his, that's where his family's from in any event, and he's spent time living there. And before that was his older track called Hey Snow White from the This Night LP. So this weekend is the extra special weekend, always, Record Store Day. So much going on around town. For instance, at Red Cat Records, we have performances by Mode Moderne, the James Younger Band, and this band, Cool, featuring former members of a very significant band from this city, and I'll tell you who they were a bit later on. Let's play some Cool. Two tracks from their debut. We'll be right back.
the race that wore him out. Signed papers upon the flying couch. Like a Pepsi bottle boy, I'll wait for his reaction to see where he will go. Berlin or
So that is one of the bands that is playing Record Store Day at Red Cat Records. Cool. They're on at about 5:30 p.m. on Saturday for Record Store Day. And Cool, of course, were featuring members of Apollo Ghosts, a great Vancouver institution who are no longer with us. Record Store Day, big weekend. We'll be right back with After This Word. We're on CITR Radio.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennargiel Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools. The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together. We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
School, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
On Saturday, April 19th, from 1 to 7 p.m., CITR and CJSF will be broadcasting live for Record Store Day, featuring performances and interviews at Red Cat, Vinyl, Neptune, and Beat Street Records. For more information, go to citr.ca.